MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Bastien Tuchiba. He is Chief Investment Officer at Prescient Investment Management. Bastien, appreciate the early morning. Trump's tariffs due to come in 1 minute past midnight on Thursday. I suppose first question, it looks like we're finally going to roll, although we've been having 10% tariffs around the world since April. How significant are they for global markets? And I suppose, what are you sort of keeping an eye on? What are you watching closely to see the impact?
Thanks, Simon, for having me on your show. I guess it looks like the tariffs are coming at 30% on Thursday night. You're spot on. It's unlikely that we will strike another trade deal before that deadline. So I think we missed the first deadline on the 1st of August. So there's little optimism here to avoid the tariffs. So that will hit us eventually. And what it means, obviously, for us in South Africa and for the global economy itself, and with that for global markets, it's not a good thing, because you obviously see pressure on inflation, which is really not the main worry which we have, because we think that will blow off quite quickly. But what we are worried about is the impact on global growth. And the impact on global growth could be quite significant, just slowing down the global economy, which is already slowing. And with that, eventually, that will roll over to South Africa, because we have a quite high exposure to the global economy. So we'll definitely feel it.
Yeah, we're definitely going to feel it. And I take a point on inflation. It might run, but it'll perhaps pass quick. I mean, does this lead to sort of a global risk aversion and potentially then affecting capital flows into emerging markets? And perhaps, most, you know, obviously, we're in emerging market here, and we might sort of lose some of that money that would normally flow as we get that risk aversion.
Yeah, that's spot on again. I mean, the reality is that South Africa is a small yet very open economy, so we are completely subject to the ebb and flow of global capital markets. So if money flows to emerging markets because global investors are more in the mood of taking a little bit more risk, then we will feel that in a positive way. We'll normally feel that in our government bond market being stronger, our currency being stronger, our equities being stronger. As I said, all our shares, all our markets, all our asset classes are quite strongly linked to the global economy. So a slowdown, and particularly one which is driven by tariffs, which are also directly impacting us here in South Africa, we won't feel it in a good way. It raises caution, that's for sure.
And how you and your colleagues at Prescient, how are you sort of thinking about positioning a portfolio in light of this?
Yeah, that's important to understand, because we do generally not structure portfolios for certain political events. I don't think that's a sustainable approach. You need to create portfolios which are well diversified, very risk cognizant, which are able to weather the storm whichever capital markets scenarios play out, and that's how we do it. So we're not particularly worried. We know that the way we built the portfolios is quite resilient, but at the heart of all of it is obviously diversification. So you don't want to have too much exposure to certain asset classes. You want to be diversified. You don't want to have too much exposure to risky asset classes, and in those risky asset classes, don't want to have too much exposure to certain sectors, not even to say individual shares. So diversification is king. A conservative portfolio which also holds asset classes or sectors which can benefit from these tariffs, and then just don't bet on one political outcome or event, because that will eventually be wrong. Just have a very, very broad mix of asset classes which can weather the storm quite nicely.
Well, what would be some of the sectors that would be sort of most at risk, and then on the flip side, some sectors that are potentially could benefit?
Naturally, mostly at risk would be the sectors which are directly impacted by the tariffs, right? So in South Africa, even if it's not the biggest portion of our exports, but our industrials and our automotive exports would be directly hit. So for those guys, the demand from the States will just immediately drop quite significantly. So that's where we will feel it. If you look into our banking sector, there's little exports going on, but you are still quite linked to the global economy, and with that to the South African economy, and you will not benefit from a potentially weaker rand. So here you just generally also feel the downside. Potential beneficiaries would be obviously commodity exporters, which are linked to more risk off commodities. So if you like precious metals like gold exporters or platinum exporters, those stocks should normally benefit from two effects. First of all, a potentially weaker rand in that scenario, but also from the fact that the demand for gold or platinum goes up in a risk-off world. So there's a lot of ways to structure a very strong, resilient portfolio. You must just blend all the solutions together.
You've mentioned not to position a portfolio for political narrative, and I completely get that. If nothing else, there's elections every couple of years, and you're just going to get whipsawed. But if we're entering an era of protectionism, and that certainly does seem to be in part the Trump policy, I mean, how do long-term investors sort of think about this as we do have what is perhaps a fairly significant geopolitical shift happening?
I guess you're right on the geopolitical shift. So certainly the tariffs are higher now than they've been before the Trump administration's moves. Yet a lot of the tariffs have also been taken off. We do think that a lot of the tariffs are here to stay. So we'll totally agree with what you said on the geopolitical shifts and the more protectionist area, also because Trump seems to use those tariffs more and more, not just to threaten and strike trade deals, but also to generate revenue. So they're here to stay. And with that, you will need to live with the implications. What are the implications, and how do you build a portfolio more sustainable over the long term? Well, we run optimizations which take into consideration your long-term expected returns on all asset classes across the globe, right? So what we would do in a scenario like that, we would potentially adjust downwards our long-term expected returns for certain sectors, long-term expected returns for certain equities, rerun the optimization, and you obviously end up with a slightly more conservative portfolio.
Yeah, I hear you, absolutely. Sort of adjusting accordingly, being a little more conservative. We leave it there. That's Bertrand Tokgiebe. He is Chief Investment Officer, Prescient Investment Management. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.